Good afternoon, everyone. Today is the 1st of September 2020, and the message for today is on equality. Women's Equality Day was celebrated on the 26th of August, and I felt we should dwell on this subject, more particularly on gender equality, income equality, social equality, and racial equality. The significance of this date, August 26th, is that it gave women the right to vote in 1920 in the US, where the movement originally began. Women's equality has global resonance as issues of equality are still pertinent in all societies, and India too needs to do its bit to elevate the stature of women. Over the years, Women's Equality Day has come to be recognized globally as an important milestone to acknowledge the fact that women who are treated unequally in all spheres of life, including their homes and workplace, now have an answer. Pertinent women's issues like safety, equal pay, sexism, and healthcare are often brushed under the carpet. India gave its women the right to vote since it got independence, but that is where the effort for making an equal society for them seemed to wane. Apart from this right, women did not get much voice in the parliament, and two subsequent Rajya Sabhas and Lok Sabhas have had only a handful of women representing a large section of society that is often marginalized. Right to equality is our fundamental right. Humans are highly social beings. We can either behave competitively or we can be cooperative. In more unequal societies, people are more out for themselves. Sadly, their involvement in community life drops away, and that is corrosion. The state of being equal, especially in status, rights, and opportunities, cannot be overemphasized. These issues are very relevant if society is to progress on the right lines. Why is gender equality important? Gender equality is intrinsically linked to sustainable development and is vital to the realization of human rights for all. The overall objective of gender equality is a society in which women and men enjoy the same opportunities, rights, and obligations in all spheres of life. Gender equality prevents violence against women. It is essential for economic prosperity. Societies that value women and men as equal are safer and healthier. Everyone is affected by gender inequality. Gender equality is a human right. Achieve gender equality and empower all girls and women. Income equality may refer to a state of economic affairs in which equality of income and outcome has been made available for all. Economic inequality arises when there are differences in the distribution of wealth and income within or between populations or individuals. Why does greater equality make society stronger? A very strong correlation between income equality and societal well-being has been found. Why does greater income inequality lead to social problems? There are important types of income inequality between different groups of people besides income inequality between countries or states. Social equality determines that all citizens are entitled to enjoy equal status in society and no one is entitled to special privileges. It is the right to non-discrimination. Social equality is a state of affairs in which all people within a specific society or isolated group have the same status in possibly all respects, possibly including civil rights, freedom of speech and worship, property rights, and equal access to certain social goods and services. This is the Wikipedia definition. In short, this encompasses civil and political liberty, economic equality, and equality of education and opportunity. Lastly, we come to racial equality, which occurs when institutions give equal opportunities to people of all races. In other words, regardless of physical traits such as skin color, individuals should get legal, moral, and political equality. In present-day society, diversity and integration among races continues to become normative. Initially, attaining this equality was difficult for African, Asian, and Latino people. However, now it is becoming easier. Now it is becoming easier and racial equality has become a law that regardless of what race an individual is, they will receive equal treatment, opportunity, education, employment, and politics. People have had to fight hard to achieve this. Martin Luther King Jr. was best known as a civil rights leader in the U.S. concerning racial equality. So in conclusion, are we talking about utopia then? Or are these equalities achievable? That is left to all of us to ponder and act accordingly to consciously achieve these goals. Thank you.